Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Shalom ubracha, dear friends. We have reached the third aliyah of Parasha Vayelech, and he walked. We find today's aliyah in Deuteronomy 31 from verse 7 to verse 9, and we will read it in its entirety today. And he goes as follows. And Moshe called unto Joshua and said unto him, In the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with thy people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto thy fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee, He will be with thee, and will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law, and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. Can the Torah and Yehoshua coexist? The name Yeshua is the abbreviated form of the name Yehoshua. This new name that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Hoshea bin Nun by the prophetic spirit shows us what the name of the Messiah to come will be. His name is Yehoshua and Yeshua. In Yehoshua bin Nun, Joshua, we can see many prophetic indications in allegory about the Messiah to come. Therefore, this text shows us that the Messiah will be the one who will eventually make all the people of Israel come together and be reintroduced in the Promised Land. At the same time, we see that Moshe wrote the Torah and handed it to the Kohanim, the priests, and all the elders, the leaders of Israel, for them to introduce it in the land. These two, Yehoshua and the Torah, are the two things that Moshe gave the people so that they could eventually inherit the divine promise. One thing does not leave the other one out. Without Yehoshua, they could not have been able to get into the land. Without the Torah, they wouldn't have been rulers in the land. This teaches us that the true Messiah cannot reject the Torah nor change it, but sustain it and establish it in the Promised Land. So, when the true Messiah comes, the 12 tribes will be gathered in the land of their fathers, the service in the temple will be established once again, the kingdom will be lifted up in Israel, and the Messiah will sit on the throne of David to rule with the Torah upon all Israel and upon the whole world. Then there will be justice and peace in the entire earth. Moshe and the Lamb sing very well together, as it is written in Revelation 15, verse 3. And they sang the song of Moses, the bond servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God, the Almighty, righteous and true are your ways, King of the nations. Yehoshua and the Torah go together. Moshe and Yeshua are very good friends. Kol Tuv and Shalom.